Blog Talk Radio.
The Gotham Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and welcome back. Oh my gosh, it's been so long. It's just incredible on how long the break was for Gotham. And yes, we are finally back. And of course, we get a great comeback with a new villain, Mr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze has come, and now he has arrived into Gotham. We'll be here for the next half hour. Call in. We're live right now at 347-637-3821. Again, that number is 347-637-3821. Thank you so much for you loyal listeners of the podcast. Also, welcome to the new listeners. We're listed on iTunes and also on blogtalkradio.com/Gotham Talk, all one word. We're also on Twitter. Visit us at Gotham Talk, all one word, and also on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/pages/Gotham Talk, there we are, also on Facebook. All right, let's go to the phones. We have one caller. Let's see who's on there. From area code 239, welcome to Gotham Talk.
Hey, it's Matt from Florida. What's up?
What's up, sir? Welcome
not
back,
much.
Gotham
not.
Talk. It's been a while, man.
Oh, yeah, it's been forever. I mean, wow.
Really?
Gotham,
I even forgot where they left off.
Me too. I mean, jeez, it took forever for it to come back. Great episode. Amazing to see Dr. Hugo Strange, too. And
yes.
Mr. Freeze was sick, completely sick.
Oh.
His wife, Nora.
He makes Arnold Schwarzenegger go to shame, man.
Hell yes. Hell fucking yes. It was so freaking amazing.
Yes, on this episode 12 of season 2 of Gotham, which aired on February 29th, 2016. The previous episode was called Worse Than a Crime that aired on November 30th, 2015.
Yeah, that was
and,
a long time.
It was a long time, yeah.
Like for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's returning on Tuesday night also.
Right, right. And then also, for some reason, they're titling, from now on, these 12 episodes, starting with Mr. Freeze, they're putting something in front of the title. It's called Wrath of the Villains. So I guess each... We're going to get some villains pretty soon. Next episode is called A Dead Man Feels No Cold. After that is called The Ball of Mud and Meanness. Do you think that's Mr. Clay? Or, I mean, Clayface?
Yeah, I think so. And plus, we got a
the
bit
Ball
of
Mud and Meanness.
Harvey Dent. And plus, we got a bit of Harvey Dent.
Oh, yeah. That's
going to
be great.
To become Two-Face in the episode.
Exactly.
And plus, I love seeing the new captain, and plus we see Cheetah with Butch. That was kind of weird. Penguin and Arkham. That was crazy. And then
that
more
was great.
Penguin.
Yeah.
And plus, I can't imagine how awesome it's going to be to see Ed's scenes with to go Strange. Be the
yes.
Wrong.
Oh, that was so great when Hugo Strange showed up on the episode. And then
yes.
after the this ball of mud and meanness is Mad Grey Dawn. So a lot more to come on Gotham now that it has started. Next episode is next all the way till next week, March 7th, 2016. At the same time
know,
of Supergirl,
sucks that there's
so
no Supergirl.
Hopefully you guys have your DVRs connected all, you
me
know,
too.
In sync to record both shows as me and Matt do, right?
I do. Yeah. I record them at the
all
same
right, cool.
time.
So Matt, tell us, what was your favorite scene of this week's episode? And tell us why it stood out for you.
Let me think here. I did like the Arkham Asylum scene and mostly all of the Mr. Freeze scenes too. Those were
oh yeah, he stole
cool.
the show for me. Totally
because
stole
I'd
the
say
show for me.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Freeze was total bullshit.
He was a
I
joke.
Mean,
he was a joke.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's Mr. Freeze was bullshit. This guy
I agree.
Totally
I agree.
Portray Mr. Freeze. I mean, he's got it down cold. It was
exactly.
just so amazing. I mean, are we going to get the full-on badass costume in this one?
I think the next one, if you saw the previews, he's wearing some kind
yeah,
of getup, which kind of resembles the comic book and the cartoon.
And I also like, I do like the main big captain in the episode. Plus, I want to see Edward more talking to himself again. I love that. In the earlier episode.
Yeah, they didn't focus too much on Eddie. Definitely Mr. Freeze took the show. One of my favorite scenes was definitely when Mr. Freeze used his gun. I love the effect. It was fresh. It was new. And I love how the detectives were kind of like, is it Fries or Freeze? Because remember Gordon
yeah.
says Freeze. And then...
Yeah, that part was cool.
Yeah. And then what's
and
his
funny.
Name? His partner... said that, no, it's Fries. And so they confirmed
no,
it with the wife, Nora.
Victor Freeze. And
yeah.
then she goes in.
All right, so let me read a
die.
Quick synopsis of the episode, and then we'll talk about it. Several months following the death of Theo Gallivan. And thank God he's dead, right?
Yeah.
I'm so glad that storyline is over.
I'm so glad his...
Yeah, and then with the whole, you know, cult storyline, that was dumb.
Yeah, I didn't like that beginning of season one. I thought that was very dumb.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, let's see. Gordon
on.
Is called in for questioning, and Cobblepot is arrested. Gordon and Cobblepot lie to the police, stating that Cobblepot murdered Gallivan, and Gordon was not involved. Gordon is reinstated in a GCPD, while Cobblepot falsely justifies his actions as a result of mental illness. Cobblepot is sent to Arkham Asylum, where he becomes a patient of Hugo Strange. The chief of psychiatry at Arkham, Gordon and Bullock began investigating a kidnapping and murder spree, unaware of the scientist named Victor Fries is the culprit. Fries has been experimenting on freezing and reanimating humans so they can freeze his terminally ill wife Nora. Now, Matt, wasn't that disgusting when he was trying to thaw
yeah,
the guy back to life
yeah.
and then he just like
and then he, comes
he
to,
just like
comes
melted
naked. Yeah, he comes back naked and then he melts. That was intense. That was so weird. Disgusting.
So disgusting. Oh my gosh. So
like
can we say this again? I mean, I cannot stress this enough. If you're ever going to eat around the time
I
Gotham
said that
is on
out loud. I said
don't
it out
eat.
Loud while I was watching it. I said, do not eat. Do not eat.
No. Don't even snack, because you'll totally vomit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't eating
anything.
That was anything.
Really disgusting.
I don't eat anything.
A really cool effect, too. I totally thought that was not going to happen.
Yeah, that was so freaky, and how Gotham just takes it to the next step. And like this weird-looking guy laughing behind the bar in... Arkham Asylum, like with the blood eyes. Who was that guy? As Penguin was.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, he was just a patient of Hugo Strange.
Oh, okay. But I think they're going to go above and beyond with Hugo Strange Jesus. I mean, that's going to be crazy.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean,
so let's see, Nora, until he could find a cure for her disease, when the police suspect Price for the crime, they discover his laboratory while he's away and arrest his wife. After learning of the arrest, Victor Price finally succeeds in reanimating a human being as Hugo Strange learns of the experiments and begin making plans to recruit Fry's for Indian Hill. So that's when Hugo Strange notices the abilities of Victor Fry's. And what do you think he's going to do with him once Doctor Strange has Victor Fry's?
Mr. Freeze.
Well, what do you think he's going to do?
I don't know. That's going to be very interesting to see.
Yeah, I wonder what the big plan is for Victor Fry's there. Another great face to see is, of course, Jim Gordon coming back. You know, he looks the same as always, as well as his partner, Harvey.
So good.
And then, of course,
show.
The Penguin had a great, stance in this week's episode. And Butch, like you mentioned earlier, man, Butch,
yeah,
he's like the kingpin now, right?
Yeah, she was kind of, getting it down with him there, scene. She likes Butch.
He was the big man on top. And then, of course, Cheetah comes in and kind of like seduces him, right?
Cheetah. Yeah, but why wouldn't they kill Cheetah too? Because she was Theo's sister. Because she was a part of that group. And plus, that was
she has something up her sleeve to avenge her brother's death.
Yeah, but one thing that was really missing for me, Jesus, was the young Bruce Wayne. Because in this long break, I wanted to see more of the Batcave and more of young Bruce Wayne.
Exactly. Yes. And why do you think they did that?
I don't know.
I wonder what the plan is. Are they going to come in pretty big with the plan?
I don't know, because we do have Batman versus Superman coming out. Oh, by the way, I got my advance ticket for Thursday night, March 24th.
Awesome. So did I got the 10 o'clock one.
Well, I'm going early. I'm seeing it at 6.
Yep. Yeah, well, you're going to see it 3 hours earlier for me.
Yep. I'll email
you. Cool. So let's see. Let's go now back to Gotham as we're talking about the rise of the villains. So aside from Clayface, our speculations on that Mud episode, which other villains do you think Gotham will bring to the screen?
I'd love to see the Joker. I'd like to see.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen. There's pictures now of a female Joker in the upcoming episode Yeah, it's crazy. There's a lot of photos, especially I think it was today, in all the
Harley
blogs,
Quinn.
You know, the comic book movie blogs. There's a female Joker, and it looks like Laura Petty. I don't know if you remember that actress. Laura Petty used to be pretty famous back in the day. And it looks like Tank Girl. She played Tank Girl in one of the movies. She is in full Joker, white face and red lips with the smile, and her hair is kind of like bleached white. Yeah, it's crazy. So
sick.
It looks like we might have the Joker. See, you've asked and he delivered, Matt.
I thought that guy Jerome was going to become the Joker, but that
he was such a fan favorite.
He was so good. But I'm glad we got Mr. Freeze. I would love to see Dent become Two-Face at some point in the series. As I said, I'd like to see Bane. I think that's about it.
Yeah, well, actually, let me continue this. The female Joker is going to be in this Ball of Mud and Meanness, which is episode 14 of Gotham. And here's a quick synopsis of that episode. It says, Alfred and Selina help Bruce on his quest to find his parents' killer, Matches Malone. Meanwhile, Gordon follows up with Edward Nigma on Kristen Kringle's whereabouts and Hugo Strange continues his treatment to reduce Penguin's aggression. So there you go. It looks like we have more Bruce. So you wanted more Bruce, they're going to give you more Bruce.
Yes.
You wanted a Joker, they're going to give you a Joker. Anything else you want, Matt?
No, not really. So it's this upcoming Monday night's episode?
Let's see. That is, no, that's March 14th.
Oh,
so not this coming Monday, but the next Monday, two Mondays from now.
Yeah, that's after Supergirl Red Kryptonite episode. There's no trailer for that one yet.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know, it does. Okay, so now we're going to open the floor to you, Matt. Anything you want to talk about Gotham?
Well, I'm just so happy it's finally back, because even though there's no Supergirl on Monday, Gotham's going to fill in the void. Because
I know, now it's
going to
be Monday and then Thursday with DC Legends.
Legends.
It looks like there's going to be two.
Last night. It was so good.
So good, yes. Which we'll be talking about on DC Legends Talk. That's for sure.
I'll be there.
All right, anything else? Gotham, Matt?
Well, I think this show is totally amazing. I mean, with everything with the villains. Oh, I do would like to see the rise of the Scarecrow starting. Like, bring back the Scarecrow. Because that episode was amazing last season. Amazing last season. Or even bring
Did they show the Doctor yet? In Gotham?
No. Okay. They did show his dad, but they didn't show the Doctor.
I think Gotham
is just such a great show. I'm so happy I gotten into it, and I just can't wait to see more baddies, and I just hope we get Bane also. And Liam Mason should return at least to play Ra's al Ghul, even though I did love Ra's on Arrow.
That would be fun.
But
yeah,
I would love to see Ra's on Gotham.
Oh, that would be so great.
But
what about
Tom
Welling? Would you want him on Gotham?
Yeah, as anyone, yes. I would love to see Tom back. But he's been talking about returning as Superman on Supergirl. I would love to see that.
We could only dream. All right, so let's see. Coming up for Gotham, we have a lot of stuff. A Dead Man Feels No Cold, which is airing this coming Monday. There's a clip of that online now, so check it out. Also, another clip that is tense, that is very tense with Bruce Wayne. It was, it's called, this episode is called The Dead Man Feels No Cold, which finds Bruce unleashing a world of hurt, a punching bag, and getting into a verbal sparring match with Alfred. Now, that's going to be cool. It looks like Bruce has started his training. How do you feel about that, that there's no Ra's al Ghul yet?
That's going to be amazing to see Bruce in training. I mean, gosh.
Right?
I,
especially
I
with Alfred. He's
going to
be like,
Monday
no,
night.
Master Bruce, you got to go like this, like this, like this.
Yeah, but still, I am looking. He's only like, what? 10 years old, 9 years old, and he's like up to that Batman teenage point there. He's getting there. He's getting there.
He's definitely getting there.
He's almost up there.
Yep, we cannot wait. Commissioner Gordon, you know, now that he's reinstated, it looks like we haven't seen the girlfriend this season.
No.
And you know why? Because she's pregnant, right?
The actress in real life, and they're dating, and I think they're getting married in real life, too, and having a baby, and having a baby on the show.
She divorced her husband by now, and I think they're moving forward with the marriage.
Yep. But still, great episode.
All right, so,
let's
see, Matt. Mr. Freeze, it was a great take the way they did it this time around. Aside from the horrible
Batman
rendition that Arnold Schwarzenegger did, it was more believable this way, right?
Yeah, it was. I just loved how they did Mr. Freeze in this episode. It was amazing with the freeze gun, with the costume, the way he threatened that guy at the drugstore. I mean, the way they that drug guy in the cashier was insane, saying you need to have
Now,
this
let me
freeze
ask
to
you this,
refill the
Matt.
meds.
Matt, watching DC Legends of Tomorrow and Gotham, it got me thinking, what's really the difference between Captain Cold and Mr. Freeze?
I
They
think they're
both
about
use a
the same.
gun to freeze people.
Yeah, but Captain Cold didn't really mutate, and somehow that I think they both, well, Cold stole the gun because it was missing from Star Labs, and then Mr. Freeze created that gun out of his
Right, but at the
knowledge.
end they still pull a trigger.
True.
You
That's
know,
true.
it's just a little funny how I'm like, wait a minute. That's not really of a stretch, you know, because they both
No.
need a gun. Because think about it, if they didn't have their gun, they're not really
Yeah.
freezing anybody, right?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I just thought about that. I thought it was interesting. All right, cool. So let's see. Let's hope Gotham keeps up the momentum and, you know,
Yep.
kicks ass while, you know, everybody else is on the hiatus and makes a big splash. It looks like
I hope so.
there's a lot of stuff coming up. I cannot wait as we will see young Bruce train and then the Penguin, how he's going to escape Arkham Asylum, and how cool is it to finally see the Penguin in Arkham, right?
Yes, that was so creepy to see all those people picking on Penguin saying, I am the king of Gotham. I am the
Yeah,
king of
that was so
Gotham. That
funny.
was so freaky. Give me
That
chills,
was so
but
funny
great
how they were all
episode.
into that, yeah.
Great episode.
Matt, also in 3 weeks, which the title episode of Mad Grey Dawn, it looks like that's when we get the first glimpse of the Penguin's father arriving to Gotham with
Yeah.
Paul Reubens. If you remember him from Pee Wee Herman, he's going to
Oh.
reprise his role as the Penguin's daughter because if you remember in Batman Returns, he played the Penguin's father in that one as well. So now he's
Oh.
playing the Penguin's father in Gotham. That's kind of cool,
Wow.
right?
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. That's going to be
Yeah,
awesome.
especially someone from the Batman movies coming now into Gotham.
Yeah. That's going to be cool. Don't bring Arnold
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger playing Mr. Freeze, that's for
No.
sure.
Oh my gosh, he was the
Mr.
worst.
Freeze, meet
Also,
Mr. Freeze.
even Jim Carrey was bad. Oh my
I
gosh.
know that
Oh.
was terrible. Jim
I'm
Carrey
trying to
playing the
forget it.
Riddler. Me too, I do too.
Yeah.
The only true Batman films I watch right now until Batman versus Superman is the Dark Knight trilogy. That's it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I cannot
Because
wait. I cannot wait.
for because I've been watching the TV spots and clips. Oh man, hey Zeus, that new clip they released for Batman versus Superman. Oh my God, seeing them fight each other and he goes, "Stand down. If I wanted it, you'd be dead already." And he takes out that
Yes.
bomb,
Yes.
and it
All
just
right, Matt,
was
we have a new
so.
caller from air code 432. Who is this?
Hey, Joe from Krypton. What are you guys up
Hey, what's up,
to?
Joe? How's it going, sir?
Pretty good. Just listening to you
Glad you
guys
could join us.
talk about the movies.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
Hey,
watch
Joe,
Mr.
what's
Freeze
up?
this week's episode of Gotham?
No, I haven't seen any of the episodes in the last 2 weeks, man. I'm just calling to listen to you guys talk about it. That's it.
Oh, well, you know this is the first episode since the break back in
Yeah, since they
November.
came back. I'm just I
Yeah.
haven't been in the mood, man. I just have to get back in the groove of it again. You ever just have that feeling where
Yep.
you just don't care? You know?
Not yet. Not yet. But
Yeah.
there has been some times where it almost went there, but no, not yet. What about you, Matt?
Say what? What'd you ask?
Because Joe was saying that, don't you sometimes feel like you're out of it and you don't want to get back in it yet?
No, because I'm watching Mike every week.
There you go.
Yeah, well,
we got a DC fan number two over here.
Sometimes it's life, man. You just have life problems and you just don't have time. But I do want to hear about what you guys thought about it, so that's why I call in.
Well, it's a really good episode. Mr. Freeze kicks ass. The effects for the freeze ray gun is really good. And they're going to continue that storyline with next week's episode. And then also, tons of stuff. Next week, we also see the beginning of Bruce's training with Alfred, which is going to be fun to watch. And, and then we have a female Joker the following week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Penguin's father the third week from now. So there you go.
Nice. Sweet.
All right. Okay, Matt, give us a shout out as we wrap up the Gotham Talk podcast. Coming up next, we are doing DC Legends Talk as we discuss this week's episode
great show
of
tonight,
DC Legends of Tomorrow.
Great podcast tonight. Great series. Can't wait for more Gotham. It's an amazing series. Let's hope we get a pre-teenage Batman moment soon. Bye.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Matt, for giving a shout out. All right. This concludes our episode of Gotham Talk Podcast. Thank you again so much for downloading the podcast. And please subscribe and share. Have a good night.